Bowser, it's sure good to be back in the news flow. Back to the vitriolic emails and trollers. Back to the 2020 election. Seems like just yesterday when the Trumpster was insulting all his opponents and no one except Steve Bannon thought he had a rapist chance in the world to win the primaries, much less the election of 2016. My, how times change. And not necessarily for the better, despite making America great again. I'm already on the receiving end of right-wing, okay, let's call them Russian trolling factories. The Democratic candidates are socialists and communists, dangerous people advocating free college, Medicare for all, Green New Deals, free daycare, all those radical, un-American plans and programs destined to make America losers again. They want to let criminal immigrants and massive drug shipments pour through our borders. They want to pay the indolent not to work. They want to expand welfare. They want to weaken our gun laws and allow terrorists free rein. They want to tax the rich. Can you believe it? They are crazy liberal wackos, that's what they are, and they want to destroy this country. I'm not sure I'm ready for two more years of this, plus Trump. I know, and you do too. All these proposals will make for interesting primary fodder and may even propel someone to the top of the ticket. But the depressing aspect of all this is that when legislation gets to Congress, the buck and the bill, as well as the hopes and dreams of the country, stop there. Maybe gridlock is what the founding fathers wanted. Maybe we should wish there were founding mothers. Of course, back then, they couldn't vote. Democracy, kind of an ongoing experiment. Lately, you've probably started to realize what a fragile concept it is, this thing called democracy. Sure, you can vote, maybe thinking your one vote is equal, say, to the NRA lobby or Big Pharma's lobby or Hobby Lobby's lobby. But wait a minute. Your vote, if you're in a less populated state that still gets two senators, well, it counts a little more. And you might think in a democracy your taxes might be fair and equal, but only if you've been living under a rock. You know the laws are written by the rich. You might even suspect the country is ruled by the wealthy. But if you say it out loud, you're a socialist, an anti-capitalist, a left-wing bomb thrower. The bomb throwers are running for president this election. I don't know if they'll win the primaries, and I don't know if they can win the election. But at least they're raising some issues. If you think America was made great again, well, you probably aren't looking for changes. If you think, like me, we got some serious problems, you might roll the dice. If you think it'll make much difference once Congress debates, well, I got some choice real estate here on the South End you might want to consider buying. But I am glad that some real choices are being floated, not slogans, not MAGA, not just insults and pejoratives. They may not fly, but I'm willing to find out.